Sabbath, everyone.
大家安息日快乐.
I am very pleased to see those of you who are with us this morning.
很高兴今天早上见到你们所有的人.
I believe the Lord will bless us as we continue to worship Him in the spoken word.
我希望我也深信上帝借着的话语能够把我们的安息日的敬拜荣耀他.
I have no doubt that you've already been blessed so far today.
我也知道这一天已经得到了福气.
And I hope that in the delivery of the message,
我也希望在我们把信息传出的时候,
God will say something through us that meets your personal individual needs.
上帝会借着我们所讲的能够达到你个人的需要.
We have a long day ahead of us.
我们都有很长的日子在等待着.
And so my desire is to get right to the message.
所以我的心愿是能够直接的了当的进入我们的信息.
But before we do, I want to ask you to do three favors for us.
但是还没有开始之前, 请大家记得这三样我们所要求的事.
Favor number one.
第一件事情,
if you have a cell phone,
如果你有手机的话,
please turn it off.
请你把它完全的关掉.
Now there's a sign outside that door.
我们看在外面有一个, 这个通告,
which says, recording in progress, put your phones on silent mode.
这里说, 录制的工作在进行, 把它你的手机调成静音。
I want to go further than that sign.
我要更加说, 更, 要求你们一点。
I want you to put them on dead mode.
我要你们把它变成死的状态。
And I ask respectfully, I really ask respectfully, turn them off completely.
我是诚恳地邀请大家把手机关掉。
Would you do that now?
请你现在就这样说。
Alright, favor number two, what's that?
第二样事情是什么呢?
Pray for us, please do that.
请你为我们祷告。
And all we're asking you to say is, Lord, for Christ's sake, put your words in their mouths.
只要在你心中说, 主啊, 愿你高讲者人的口。
That's not a difficult thing to do. So please remember to do that. And favor number three, we want you to do what?
第三个恳求呢?
Think, yes, please.
要你们思考。
As you listen to the message, think.
当你在听的时候要思考。
In the act of thinking, the Holy Spirit will shine light into your mind.
在思考的过程中, 圣灵就能够把亮光放进你的脑海里。
The Spirit of God cannot enlighten a mind that is not engaged in thinking.
因为上帝的灵不能够在一个没有思考人的脑海里 注入任何的信息.
Who's with us today for the first time? Can I see your hands?
请你把你的手举起来, 如果你是第一次,
raise your hands. God bless you, sister. God bless you.
上帝赐福你们。
Anyone else? God bless you, my sister. First time.
上帝赐福你们。
Anyone else? First time guests.
还有吗? 第一次的。
Thank you very much for being with us. God bless you. God bless you, my good brother.
愿上帝赐福你们。
May the Lord bless you for your presence with us today.
愿上帝在你今天的出席赐福你们。
Our subject is, the day is at hand.
我们的题目就是白昼将近.
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告.
Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for this moment.
爱我们在天上父, 感谢您赐给我们这时刻.
We thank you today, God, for the privilege of calling you Father.
我们感谢您给我们这特权, 能够称你为阿爸.
And we ask in the name of Jesus, our Savior and your Son.
我们也奉主耶稣您孩子的名字.
Grant to us your Holy Spirit.
赐给我们您的圣灵.
The Spirit of truth.
您给我们的真理.
To guide and direct our thinking.
使我们的心思能够受到您的指引。
That the spiritual things may make sense to us.
好让这属灵的事情能够让我们鉴别。
And give us a heart to obey these things.
也给我们顺从的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
Our subject is, the day is at hand.
我们的主题就是白昼将近。
When one reads the four Gospels,
当我们读这个四福音书,
it becomes very apparent that Jesus used a certain style of preaching.
我们可以很清楚看到耶稣有一个特别传道正道的形式。
He spoke a lot of what is called parables.
他用了很多比喻。
And there are one or two parables also found in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面也可以看到一两个比喻。
But overwhelmingly, parables are found in the Gospels spoken by Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督本身呢, 就讲了很多在新约里头的比喻。
Now, most of you gathered here, you were students.
我们当中有很多是学生。
So you're required to think every day in school.
在学校你们每天都要思考。
Now I want to introduce to you a principle by which God functions.
我愿意介绍大家上帝运作的其中一个原则。
And here is the principle.
这原则就是
Spiritual things can be understood.
属灵的事能够得到明白。
By studying physical things.
借助我们这些肉体的东西。
Let me say that again.
我再说一次,
One way to understand spiritual things
其中一个能够明白属灵的东西,
is to study physical things.
是接受我们可以看到的物体的研究,
when God made the heavens and the earth,
当上帝创造天地,
God left his fingerprint in his creation.
上帝把他的手印都放在各样所造的事上。
And so the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God.
所以圣经可以说诸天宣扬上帝的荣耀。
And the firmament showeth his handiwork.
这个诸天都在宣扬上帝的荣耀。In
Romans chapter 1 verse 20 the Bible says,
在罗马书1章20节,
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
所看不到的东西自古以来所从受造的东西能够让我们清楚地看到
Being understood by the things that are made
使我们借助所造的能够明白
Listen to that verse again
我们再看看
The Bible says the invisible things about God God's attributes, His qualities
我们看到罗马书1章21节这里说 那就是
The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world Romans 1:20
在20节说,自从造天地以来,
are clearly seen,
神的永能和神性是明明可知的,
being understood by the things that are made.
所以是眼不能见, 但借着所造字就可以晓得。
In other words, the principle I am referring to is this.
换句话说, 我要告诉大家的一个原则就是,
if you want to understand God,
如果你要明白上帝,
begin by understanding physical things.
先要明白这些 所造的东西,
you study a flower to understand God.
你研究一个花朵,
you look at a sunset and gain some insight into God.
你看到日落,
Jesus Christ used this principle.
耶稣基督就是用这样的原则,
in Matthew chapter 6, reading from verse 25.
在马太福音6章25节,
Matthew 6, reading from verse 25.
马太福音6章25节,
Jesus said, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life.
所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么,
what you shall drink, eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on.
喝什么,为身体忧虑穿什么?
Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment?
生命不胜于饮食吗? 身体不胜于衣裳吗?
Now Jesus is about to explain how God provides for his children.
耶稣要告诉他的子民上帝怎样的供应。
And Jesus points the audience to nature.
耶稣也把他们的这个民众的视线带到大自然。
And in verse 26 he said, Behold the fowls of the air.
然后就在这26节他就说, 你看这些花朵。
They sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns.
他们也不收也不惜在仓里。
Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
你们的天父上且养活他。
Are ye not much better than they?
难道你们不比这些飞鸟贵重得多吗?
Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢?
And in verse 28 he says,
然后在28节说,
And why take ye thought for raiment?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢?
Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow.
你想野地里的白荷花怎么长起来?
They toil not, neither do they spin.
他也不劳苦也不纺线。
And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
然后我告诉你们,就是所罗门既荣华的时候,他所穿的还不如这花一朵呢。
Jesus Christ points to the physical.
耶稣向我们看到这大自然的景色,
in order to teach us spiritual things.
好让我们可以看到属灵的东西。
This is a built-in principle in God's creation.
这是上帝在创造的时候所设立放进的这个原则。
I really hope you're thinking of what I'm saying.
我希望你一边听一边思考。You
don't study God to understand a flower.
你不要研究上帝来明白一朵花。You
don't study the Holy Ghost to understand the wind.
你不要来研究圣灵来明白风。You
study the wind to understand the Holy Ghost.
你研究这个风来明白圣灵。And
so Jesus says in John 3 verse 8,
所以耶稣在约翰福音3章8节说,
In trying to explain how someone is born again, something physical to explain something spiritual.
怎样能够重生, 就是用这些物体的东西来解释属灵的东西。
And he says this.
他就这样说,
the wind bloweth where it listeth.
在这里说, 这个风要怎样的吹,
and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it come or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
你听到风怎样的来,又怎样的去,这重生的人也是一样的。
So Jesus is saying the same way the wind blows, and you know it is blowing.
所以耶稣说风怎么样的吹,你也知道圣灵怎么样的来。
But you cannot tell exactly what direction it's coming from or where it's going.
但是你不知道风的方向从哪里来去哪里。
That's how the new birth takes place. It is mysterious.
这就是重生的这个奥秘。
Now James, the brother of Jesus, in James chapter 2 verse 25,
在雅各书第二章二十五节，就是耶稣的弟兄。
He uses a similar principle.
他也用同样的一个原则。And
in verse 25 of James 2, the Bible says,
雅各书二章二十五节说,
in verse 26 of James 2, 3:26,
在二十六节,
for as this body without the spirit is dead,
身体没有灵魂是死的,
so faith without works is dead also.
信心没有行为也是死的。
So James uses the creation of Adam.
雅各用这个亚当的这个受造,
he goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7,
回到了这个创世纪二章七节,
where the Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground,
那里上帝就用土造了人,
and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life,
并推进了他鼻孔生命的气息,
and man became a living soul.
那个人就成为一个有灵的活人。
Now to describe a living faith,
所以要形容一个有灵的信心,
James says,
雅各就说,
for as the body without the spirit or the breath is dead,
身体没有灵魂就是死的,
in the same way, faith without works is dead.
同样的信心没有行为也是死的。
So there is this principle in Scripture.
所以圣经里头有一个原则。
God desires that we study the natural world.
上帝愿意我们研究这个天然的世界。
In order to understand spiritual things.
好让我们能够晓得这个属灵的东西。
Now you may be wondering, what does that have to do with the day is at hand?
那我们刚才所说的跟白昼将近有何关联呢?
It has everything to do with it.
每一个都是有负面的。
Let's look at Jesus using the physical to explain the spiritual again. Mark chapter 4, reading from verse 28.
让我们看看耶稣怎么样用这个原则 来形容这个属灵的东西, 我们翻开到马可福音,
Mark chapter 4, reading from verse 28.
第28节开始,
all those with Bibles, raise them, let me see.
请你们有圣经的, 举起来吧。
If you have a Bible, raise it up, raise it up.
举起来。
Alright, there's some empty hands.
有些是空着了。
This is not good.
这不太好。
Always bring your Bibles to church the way you bring your wallets.
请你钱包也带来教堂。 圣经也同时带来,
Mark chapter 4 verse 28,
马可福音4章28节,
listen to Jesus Christ, the creator himself,
看看这个创造主本身耶稣怎么样说,
for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself,
地生五谷是出于自然的,
and then Jesus describes the way a plant grows.
那么耶稣在这里形容一个,
first,
植物的成长,
first the blade,
先发苗,
then the ear,
后长穗,
after that the full corn in the ear,
在后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
Now it was Jesus who created vegetation on the third day.
耶稣在第三天造了这些,
so he knows what he's talking about.
对,他晓得自己在说什么。
And he says growth is a process.
他说成长是一个过程。
First the blade,
首先先发苗,
then the ear,
然后再长穗,
after that the full corn in the ear,
在后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。
When you get to the full corn in the ear,
当你来到这个树上长满饱满的籽粒,
it means that a certain stage has been reached.
我们就知道一个过程已经来到了。
And in verse 29, Jesus gets to that stage.
然后这29节就形容这个过程的境界。
But when the fruit is brought forth,
谷地熟了,
or brought forth means when it's ripe,
就是熟了,
Jesus says, immediately he put it in the sickle.
耶稣就说用镰刀马上的去割,
because the harvest is ripe, or the harvest has come.
因为收成的时候到了。
So Jesus Christ uses physical things.
所以耶稣用这些我们可以看到的东西。
He said, here's how corn grows.
这个就是这个五谷的成长。
First, the blade.
首先是发苗。
And those of you who are farmers, you know what Jesus is saying. It's true. First, the blade.
如果你是农夫，就晓得耶稣说的是真的。首先先发苗。
Then the ear.
然后掌碎。
After that.
然后呢？
In other words, one thing before the other thing.
就是一个接着一个来的。
This introduces the second principle that God would have us to understand today.
这也介绍我们上帝要我们明白的第二个原则。
Things must happen in a certain order.
所有的东西都是凭着有一个次序井然的发生。
As in the physical, so in the spiritual.
在我们的大自然可以看到，在属灵也一样。
Remember, when Jesus walked this earth,
记得当耶稣在这世上的时候,
when his mother came to him in John chapter 2,
当约翰福音二章的时候, 他妈妈来到他面前,
and said, they have no wine.
他们说没有酒了。
Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with thee?
他说妇人啊，我跟你有何干？
My hour is not yet come.
我的时候还没有来到。
What Christ was saying is this,
耶稣所说的是,
I do certain things at certain times.
我在不同的时候做不同的东西。
Because we need to understand God is a God of process.
因为我们要晓得上帝是一个有过程的神。
A comes first, then B, then C.
先是甲乙丙丁记住了。
And so Jesus told his mother, my hour is not yet come.
所以耶稣告诉他的妈妈，我的时候还没有来到。
John 17 verse 1,
那么在约翰福音十七章第一节， 当耶稣向天父祷告的时候，
the Bible says in John 17:1,
在约翰福音十七章一节，
these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4,
在加拉太书四章四节,
the Bible says, when the fullness of time was come,
圣经在这里告诉我们, 当热情满的时候,
at the right time,
及这时候满足,
so we've seen two principles about God.
我们可以看到上帝的两个原则,
principle number one,
第一个原则,
God desires that we understand spiritual things by studying natural things.
上帝希望我们从这个天然的事情 能够研究认识到属灵的东西。
It is on the basis of this principle that Jesus spoke the parables.
也是用这个原则呢, 耶稣讲了许多的比喻。
If you read Matthew chapter 13, and we don't need to go there now,
如果你读马太福音13章,
you will read where Jesus says over and over,
耶稣, 你可以看到耶稣又一次又一次的用这个比喻。
The kingdom of heaven is like unto this or is like unto that.
天国近了就好像这样，好像那样。
Going from the physical to the spiritual.
从这自然的境界到属灵的境界。
The second principle we've discovered,
第二个我们了解到的原则,
is that God does things in order.
就是上帝是有次序的进行他所做的。
A, then B, then C.
有 A, B, 如何到C。
Now let's go back to Mark chapter 4.
现在我们回到马可福音第四章。
As we continue the days at hand,
我们看到这白昼将近的主题。
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
地生五谷物是出于自然的。
First, the blade.
先发苗。
Now at the point of the blade, does the farmer begin to harvest?
那么是不是在发苗了，农夫就去收割呢？
No.
当然不是。
Then the ear, is that time for the harvest?
然后掌碎，是不是收割的时候呢？
No, after that, the full corn in the ear, is that time for the harvest?
最后树上结成饱满子，是不是收成的时候呢？
Yes.
是的。
Verse 29 tells us, but when the fruit is brought forth,
89节告诉我们，谷地熟了，
immediately he putteth in the sickle.
立刻呢就用镰刀去割。
Why does the farmer put the sickle in immediately?
为什么立刻就要用镰刀去割呢？
Because the harvest is come.
因为这收成的时候到了。
The word come there means ripe.
就是说谷成熟了。
The principle now we have to understand,
我们看到的是原则。
Here's how God works.
这是上帝工作的方法。
When the harvest is ripe,
当这个谷成熟了,
God puts in his sickle immediately.
上帝马上的就把镰刀放下。
Is that clear?
明白吗? 清楚吗?
If that is clear, say amen.
Amen.
God's principle is,
上帝的原则就是,
as it is in the natural world,
在这个大自然世界所可以看到的。
So it is in the spiritual world.
我们也可以在属灵的东西上看到。
When the harvest is come, says God,
当五谷成熟的时候,
just like the farmer on earth,
就好像在地上的农夫,
I put in my sickle immediately.
我也马上的把镰刀放下。
Your question then probably is,
你会问我,
what is the sickle?
那镰刀是什么呢?
And what is God's harvest?
上帝的庄稼又是什么呢?
When he puts in the sickle, What we have learned from Mark 4,
28
and
29
is that the sickle is not put in unless the harvest is ripe.
就是镰刀放下的时候是五谷成熟的时候。
And the harvest does not become ripe overnight.
而这五谷并没有立刻马上就成熟。
It moves towards ripeness in stages.
它是一个不同的步骤而长成。
And I have to keep stressing this.
我必须再次的强调。
So that the heart and soul of the message may come to you.
好让我们看到这个主题的中心来到你心中。
Ripeness means it's time for the sickle.
成熟了。 这个就是镰刀来的时候,
and ripeness is only reached after certain other stages have passed.
成熟只能够来到是这个古今已经经过了不同的过程。
Let's take a look at ripeness again in the Bible. Joel chapter 3.
我们来到这个关于这个成熟呢,
Joel chapter 3.
约珥书第三章,
reading verse 13.
第十三节,
Joel 3, reading verse 13.
约珥书三章第十三节。
Joel is a powerful little book. You should read it sometime.
约珥书是一个大有能力的一本书。
Joel says,
约珥说,
put ye in the sickle.
开镰吧。
Why?
为什么呢?
The next few words tell us.
接着来说,
for the harvest is what?
因为庄稼怎么样了呢?
It's ripe.
是熟了。
The ripeness of the harvest means the sickle must be put in immediately.
庄稼熟了, 这个镰刀就马上的要下割。
Put ye in the sickle, says Joel.
约珥说开镰吧, 因为,
for the harvest is ripe.
因为庄稼熟了。
Now Joel uses other symbols that mean ripeness.
这么约珥用的这个字句呢, 就形容熟了。
He says, come, get you down.
他说你下来吧。
For the press is full.
哦还有这里说酒池满了。
The vats overflow.
这酒池已经盈利了。
These three things mean the same thing.
这三样东西都是指同样的。
The harvest is ripe.
这个庄稼熟了。
It's the same thing as the press is full.
也同样的是形容的酒渣满了。
The vats overflow.
酒池盈利。
This means the crop has reached its final stage of readiness for the sickle.
这个意思是说到，这五谷已经来到成熟的阶段，可以下镰刀了。
So Joel is saying.
约珥说,
because the harvest is ripe,
因为这庄稼熟了,
something has to happen.
有一些事情要发生,
because the press is full,
因为这酒盏满了,
something has to happen.
有一些东西要发生,
because the vats overflow,
因为这酒池盈利了,
something has to happen.
有一些东西要发生.
Now those three symbols are all physical symbols.
这三件事情呢, 都是讲到我们可以看到的物体。
Joel says in Joel 3:13,
约珥在三章, 这里十三节说,
put ye in the sickle.
开镰吧,
for the harvest is ripe. That's one.
因为庄稼熟了,
the press is full. That's two.
那么这里又说到酒闸满了,
the vats overflow. That's three.
第三点就是说酒池盈利了。
Why is Joel using these three physical symbols?
为什么约珥呢? 用这三个我们可以看到的物体来代表。
Because he's about to teach a spiritual lesson.
因为他要告诉我们一个属灵的教训。
And the lesson is the last part of verse 13.
就在十三节的最后一段。Because
their wickedness is great.
因为他们的罪恶甚大。When
people reach a level of sin and wickedness,
当人们来到了罪恶的其中一个极点的时候,
the Bible describes them as ripe.
圣经就形容他们为成熟了。
You see, Joel chapter 13 talks about God's judgment on the nations.
约珥三章十三节是讲到这个审判子民。
If you read verse 11 of Joel 3,
如果你看到三章十一节,
assemble yourselves together and come all ye heathen and gather yourselves round about.
他说,四围的列国,你们要速速地来一同聚集。
So God is about to pronounce judgment on the heathen.
所以上帝要对这些外邦人下一个审判。
Why? Because their wickedness has reached the point of being great.
为什么呢? 因为他们罪恶已经来到了祭典。
So God was about to act in judgment on the wickedness of the heathen.
所以上帝在这里就要对这些外邦的这些人呢,下一个审判。
So Joel says, the harvest is ripe.
所以约珥就说庄稼成熟了。
The press is full. The vats overflow. Because their wickedness is great. And when a man or a woman reaches a point of spiritual ripeness, ripeness in sin, God moves immediately. And he thrusts in the sickle. God does not wait. The harvest is his signal to act. And the harvest means spiritually a point of no return. Now our subject is the days at hand.
我们的主题是庄稼,
and we also said,
白昼将近,
we also said,
我们也说,
that no one reaches the harvest in one step.
我们也说,
it is first the blade,
首先先发苗,
then the ear,
后掌碎,
after that the full corn in the ear,
后在碎上长满饱满的籽粒,
and in all that process,
在这过程中,
God watches and he waits and he sends his Holy Spirit.
上帝在观看, 等待,
is it possible? There's a young man or a young woman listening to us right now. In your opposition to God, you are at the stage of first the blade. Or maybe there's someone else.
还有任何一个人,
your stage is then the ear. And God forbid that anyone here has reached the point where God says the harvest of this man's sin is ripe.
因为上帝说, 如果这个人的罪恶已经来到成熟状态,
when a man or a woman reaches that point in his or her life,
因为如果一个人已经来到罪恶极大的时候,
God has one choice left.
这里只有能够一个选择,
and that is not mercy.
那就不是怜悯,
that is not to send the Spirit again.
那没有圣灵再来,
but that is to thrust in the sickle and reap that person.
那就是把镰刀下来,
and when God thrusts in the sickle,
所以当
he does not change his mind.
他绝不再改变.
Now, God has that approach towards individuals, towards nations, and towards this world at large.
对于个人, 对于整个民族, 对于整个国度, 上帝都有这样的决定.
Let us see God thrusting in the sickle in an individual's life.
我们看看上帝怎么样在个人的生命上下歌.
Because his sin had reached a level of ripeness.
因为他的罪已经来到了
in 1 Samuel chapter 15, reading verse 22.
在撒母耳记上呢第十五章二十二节开始.
1 Samuel chapter 15, reading from verse 22.
撒母耳记上第十五章二十二节开始.
God had told Saul to destroy the Amalekite nation.
上帝已经告诉扫罗要怎样的把这亚玛力族毁灭.
And Saul destroyed most of the nation. The only human being he saved was the king Agag, I believe.
唯有他救的呢,就是亚玛利的王雅加.
He brought back a few cattle.
然后就带了一些牛羊回来.
But God's instructions were, destroy everything.
但是上帝所给他的指示是要把所有的东西都毁灭.
My brother and sister, let me tell you this from my heart.
亲爱弟兄姐妹, 让我从心里告诉你,
when God tells you to do something,
当上帝告诉你做某样事情的时候,
he means exactly what he says.
他所说的就是你要行的.
Don't discuss it.
不要讨论.
Don't offer God any recommendations.
不要向上帝跟他有一些的教义.
Do exactly what God tells you to do.
你就照上帝所行的做你该做的事情.
And so Saul brought back Agag, the Amalekite king.
所以扫罗就把这个亚玛利王雅加带回来.
And Samuel said, what's the problem, Saul? God told you to destroy everything.
那撒母耳就告诉说, 扫罗你到底做什么? 难道不是上帝叫你把所有人毁灭吗?
And Saul made an excuse.
扫罗就有一个借口.
And the Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22.
就在这撒母耳记上15章22节.
And this is Samuel speaking to Saul.
撒母耳这样告诉扫罗.
And Samuel said, hath the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
撒母耳说, 耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭, 岂有喜悦人听从他的话呢?
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
听命胜于献祭, 顺从胜于公羊的脂油.
Samuel is telling Saul,
撒母耳要告诉扫罗,
simple obedience to God is better than all the sacrifices and offerings we can bring.
简单的顺从胜于所有的献祭和供养的自由。
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
因为我们知道叛逆呢，就是有如一个。
Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
就是一种的违背上帝的律法和这些好像在行这个邪奸淫的律法。
Notice how verse 23 ends.
我们再看23节。
Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord.
因为你已经厌弃耶和华的命令。
He also hath rejected thee from being king.
耶和华也厌弃你做王。
God had enough of Saul.
上帝对扫罗已经到了尽头了。
And God told Samuel to tell Saul, I am through with Saul.
上帝借着萨摩尔告诉扫罗说，我已经对你没有任何的希望了。
Saul had gone through stages in his rebellion.
扫罗在他的这悖逆的罪上过了这些所有的。
Now his rebellion was ripe.
现在他这个悖逆已经来到成熟的。
And God only acts when we reach a point of ripeness.
上帝唯有在你已经来到成熟的状态才下行动。
And so in 1 Samuel 16 verse 14 the Bible says.
所以在16章里头，撒母耳记16章14节圣经说。
And the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul.
耶和华的灵离开扫罗。
And an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
有恶魔从耶和华那里来骚扰他。
God withdrew his spirit from Saul.
上帝从扫罗的身上把灵离拿开。
He had reached a point of no return.
扫罗已经来到不能够回头的地步。
He had reached his probation.
他已经来到了恩典之门的关闭。
He had come to a point of ripeness.
他已经来到了成熟的状态。
And God put in the sickle of judgment against Saul.
上帝就把这个审判的镰刀放下。
It did not happen overnight.
这并不是一朝一夕就发生的。
Saul went through stages.
扫罗经过不同的过程。
First the blade.
首先是发苗。
Then the ear.
然后长穗。
After that the full corn in the ear.
然后穗上长满的。
His rebellion, his disobedience grew.
这样的过程，你可以看到他的悖逆。
Until it became ripe.
直到他成熟了。
And God cut him off.
上帝就把他剪除。
Now there's something very frightening about this incident in the life of Saul.
在扫罗的经验和生活上，我们看到一个很可怕的事。
In 1 Samuel 15:23,
在撒母耳记上十五章二十三节
，God told Saul that he had rejected him.
上帝告诉扫罗，那你已经拒绝了我。
In 1 Samuel 16:14,
在十六章十四节
，God withdrew his spirit from Saul.
上帝把这个灵从扫罗身上拿开。
But Saul did not die until 1 Samuel chapter 31.
但是扫罗并没有马上死，一直到撒母耳记上的三十一章。
So after God had rejected Saul as an individual,
所以当这个上帝拒绝了扫罗，
Saul still remained as king of Israel.
扫罗继续成为以色列的王。
Now what does that have to do with you and me?
那对我们有什么的这个功课呢？
It is possible for God to reject a man or a woman and that person remain in the church.
上帝有可能拒绝一个人，而这个人还继续留在教会里头。
Carrying on all the forms and the ceremonies.
继续做这些例行公事表面的功夫。
But the Spirit of God has already left.
但是上帝的灵已经离开他们。
I say again, the Spirit left Saul in 1 Samuel 16:14.
我告诉你，撒母耳记上十六章十四节，上帝的灵离开了扫罗。
And he still reigned several years before his death in 1 Samuel 31.
继续到三十一章的时候，继续的做王几年。
God can only take so much of our rebellion and our sin until he puts in the sickle.
对于我们的罪恶，上帝只能够容忍到一个祭典，然后他就要下镰刀。
And no one knows when that day arrives when God says, I have had enough.
没有人知道任何的时刻，上帝会说，我对你已经没有任何的希望。
There may be some young person listening to me.
有些年轻人你在听着。
How many times have you been told you ought to be baptized?
有多少次你说要受洗了？
You say no, no, no.
你说不要，不要，不要。
And God is saying, I can only give you so many opportunities to say yes.
而上帝只告诉我们，我只能够给你这多少机会说是。
There may be some man listening to me.
有些人可能在听着。
Who beats his wife?
打他的太太。
And God is saying, how many times do I have to send my spirit to tell you that Christ does not beat the church? You shouldn't beat your wife.
我要多少次告诉你，耶稣基督没有鞭打他的教会，你也不能够对你的妻子。
There may be some young man or some woman listening to me.
也许有些青年男女在听到。
Because of your desire to enter certain school, you study and take exams on Sabbath.
因为你愿意进到某个学府，高等学府，你在安息日去考试。
And God is saying, I'm getting sick and tired of your unfaithfulness.
上帝告诉我们， 我已经对你这种的不忠诚感到厌倦了。
And if you don't stop it, I'm going to put in the sickle and cut you off.
如果你不停止这样行动，我就把镰刀放下，把你剪除。
There may be some church represented here today.
也许当中有一些教会的代表。
All that church ever does is run itself like a social club, no evangelism.
而这教会除了这些好像一些消遣娱乐的俱乐部的活动，没有传道的工作。
God may be ready to say, I will come and remove thy candlestick out of its place.
上帝来到你这里说，我要把你这个蜡烛，这个亮光带走。
I am saying to you, my brothers and sisters,
我要告诉你弟兄姐妹,
God is immortal, God is eternal, God is omnipotent, yes.
上帝的确是永恒的,
but God has limits and patience with us.
上帝的忍耐也是有限的。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 14.
我们翻开到启示录14章。
Let's take a look at another sickle. Revelation 14, reading from verse 14.
从14节开始,
in this chapter, we have, of course, the three angels' messages.
在这同一章,
from verses 6 to 12.
从这个6到12节,
and after those messages are announced,
这个三天使信息颁发之后,
in verse 14, the Bible says,
在14节圣经说,
and I beheld a low, a white cloud.
我又观看见有一片白云,
and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle.
云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
Here we have the Son of Man sitting on a cloud.
我们看到这人子坐在云上,
representing the coming of Jesus Christ.
代表耶稣的再来。
He has a crown on his head.
头上戴着金冠冕。
He is no longer serving as a priest.
他并不是大祭司的身份了。
He's coming as a king and a judge. He's wearing his crown.
他是戴着冠冕呢，成为一个王和审判者。
Symbolizing his role as a king.
就是他。 王的代表,
he has a sickle in his hand.
手里拿着快镰刀,
he's coming to take vengeance on sinners.
他就来对这些罪人来伸冤。
Verse 15.
在这里,
and another angel came out of the temple.
15节又有一位天使从殿中出来,
crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud.
向了坐在云上的大声喊着说,
saying, thrust in thy sickle and reap.
伸出你的镰刀来收割,
for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
Here in Revelation,
我们看到启示录,
we have harvest, we have sickle, we have reap.
我们看到庄稼, 我们看到镰刀, 我们也看到这收割。
The angel said the harvest of the earth is ripe.
这里天使告诉我们，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
In other words, the earth has reached a point of no return, and God has to act.
他就要说，这个世界已经来到了尽头，上帝必须行动。
Verse 16.
第16节.
And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
那坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
Verse 17.
17节.
And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle.
又有一位天使从天上殿中出来, 他也拿着快镰刀。
And another angel came out from the altar.
又有一位天使从祭坛中出来,
which had power over fire.
是有权柄管火的。
And cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying,
向拿着快镰刀大声喊着说,
thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
伸出快镰刀来收取地上葡萄树的果子，因为葡萄熟透了。
And the angel thrust in the sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the winepress of the wrath of God.
那天使就把镰刀扔在地上，收取了地上的葡萄，丢在上帝愤怒的大酒闸中。
Now what's going on in these verses?
这些章节告诉我们什么呢?
This is a picture of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这是耶稣来的时候的一个景象。
And we have two harvests in that passage.
在这个我们看到两个收割。
And both harvests are ripe.
这两个庄稼都是成熟的。Remember
we said God doesn't act until the harvest is ripe.
记得我们说，上帝在庄稼成熟才来行动。Look
at verse 15.
我们再看15节。
Now we know from verse 14, the Son of Man has a sickle in his hand.
我们看到这十四节, 我们和15节看到这个人子有这镰刀。
Verse 15 says, and another angel came out of the temple.
我们在这里看到又有一位天使从这个殿中出来。
Crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud.
现在坐在云上的大声喊着说,
thrust in thy sickle and reap.
伸出你的镰刀来收割。
For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透。
The angel said, look, it's time to act.
天使说，是时候了。
Time to reap.
是收割的时候。
Time to get vengeance.
是报，申报的时候了。
Because the harvest of the earth is ripe.
因为这个庄稼已经熟透了。
So we have a harvest in verse 15 and verse 16, and the harvest is ripe.
所以我们看到15、16节讲到这庄稼已经熟透了。
Now let's look at a second harvest.
但是让我们看一下这第二个的庄稼。
Verse 17.
第17节。
Another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle.
又有一位天使从天上殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。
Verse 18.
第18节。
And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire.
又有一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄管火的。
And cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle.
像拿着快镰刀的大声喊着说，
Thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
伸出快镰刀来收取地上葡萄树的果子，因为葡萄树熟透了。
If you look at the end of verse 15,
如果你看15节的后半段，
The harvest of the earth is ripe.
他说到这个， 算这个收割的时候已经到庄稼已经熟透了。
If you look at the end of verse 18,
如果你看18节的后半段，
The grapes are fully ripe.
葡萄树熟透了。
We have two harvests.
所以有两个这个收割。
Both harvests are ripe.
两个庄稼都熟透了。
Now let's pause.
我们暂时想一想。
The first harvest in verses 15 and 16,
15、16节讲到的第一个庄稼呢，
represent the harvest of the saved.
代表那些得救的收割。
Now I have said fairly directly. I have said very directly to you.
我直接地告诉你们,
when a sinner reaches a point of ripeness,
当罪人来到穷凶极恶的时候,
God puts in the sickle and cuts him off.
上帝就下镰刀把他们剪除。
But on the other side, the same thing happens.
但是同时,
when a child of God reaches a point where God sees that person will always be faithful to me,
当一个上帝儿子，上帝看到他是以后会永远的顺从的。
God also puts in his sickle.
上帝也把他的镰刀放下。
Not to cut that person off.
并不是要把他剪除。
But to harvest that person to himself.
但是要收割能够归给自己。
Let me say that again.
我再说一次。
There are two ways to be right.
有两种的庄稼熟透的方法。You're
either right for God or you're right against God.
你不是为了上帝而熟透，就是。
Did you understand that?
明白吗?
If you understood that, say amen.
Amen.
You can be right for God.
你能够为了上帝而熟透,
and God will reap you to himself.
上帝就把你收割归,
or you can be right against God.
你能够违抗上帝而熟透,
and God will reap you for destruction.
上帝就会把你割下来剪除掉。
But whether you're right for him or against him,
无论你是对抗上帝或者是和上帝站在一起,
God does not act
上帝 并不会马上行动,
until you have reached a point of ripeness.
直到你已经来到成熟的状态。
Now I'm saying to you today,
所以今天我告诉你,
none of us knows,
我们不知道,
if we are close to a point of ripeness for or against God.
我们是否已经来到完全站在上帝或者抵抗上帝的状态。
All we know,
我们所晓得的,
is that in our hearts,
就是在我们心头,
is a desire to be faithful to God,
我们有这心愿要忠于上帝,
even if it means the loss of life,
就算是我们的生命也给赔上的话,
that's all we can know,
这就是我们可以知道的。
On the other side,
但同的时候,
there may be some of you listening to me,
有些你们在听着的,
who have said in your hearts,
你正在心中说,
no matter what they say,
无论他们说什么,
no matter what Brother Alistair says,
无论Alistair说什么,
no matter all the other speakers say,
无论何的讲者说什么,
God can't tell me what to do.
上帝不可以告诉我要做什么。
I will live my life the way I choose to live my life.
我要做过我自己的生活。
So that's what you know.
这是你知道的。
All those who say I'll be faithful to God, that's all you can know.
或者你那些说忠诚的，你也可以说这也是我所知道的。
But either way,
无论是哪一方面,
when God sees a person has become ripe,
当上帝看到这个人已经熟透了,
God acts immediately.
上帝就立刻行动,
and he cuts you either for himself,
镰刀下割给归给自己,
or he cuts you off for destruction.
或者把你割下来剪除掉。
We saw God cut off Saul.
我们看到了扫罗的例子。
Remember the parable of the rich fool who said, I will tear down my barns and build bigger barns.
有一个愚蠢的这个人, 他说我要把这个旧的这个仓库给毁了，再造更大的仓库。
What did God say? Thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee.
上帝说什么? 你这愚蠢的人啊, 今晚你的生命就要赔上。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 15.
我们翻开了创世纪15章。
Let's continue the subject, the day is at hand.
让我们继续研究这个题目。
And the day I'm referring to,
我所指的这个日子,
is the day God may cut you off.
就是上帝可能要收割的日子,
because of constant refusal to obey God.
因为你一直的顽梗不听上帝的话,
that day may be at hand. And for those of you who have given your lives to serve God, the day may also be at hand. When God says to you,
he
that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Either way, that day may be at hand and none of us knows. Genesis 15, reading from verse 13. And he said unto Abram,
这里亚伯兰,
know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs.
要对亚伯兰说,
and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
要服侍那地人,
and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. But thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age.
后来他们被带着许多财物从那里出来, 但你要享大寿, 平平安地归到你主那里。
God is telling Abraham,
上帝告诉亚伯兰,
that his descendants would be slaves in Egypt.
他的后代以后, 在埃及要成为奴隶。
They would be treated badly.
他们会被二代。
After 400 years, God would bring them out.
过了400年, 上帝会带他们出来。
With great substance.
他们带着很多的财物。
Now God explains to Abraham,
上帝告诉亚伯兰,
why it has to take so long?
为什么要用这么长远的年代?
In verse 16, God says,
在16节上帝说,
but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full.
到了第四代, 他们必回到此地, 因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有盈满盈。
We've said that God only acts when someone has reached a point of ripeness.
我们已经说了, 上帝只在一个人来到了祭典的时候，他才行动。
The land God wanted to give to the Israelites,
上帝所要给以色列的应许之地,
was inhabited by the Canaanites and the Amorites.
看到是迦南人、亚摩利人在那边。
And what God was telling Abraham is this,
亚伯兰接受了上帝的指示,
I cannot destroy the Amorites now.
我现在不能够毁灭这些亚摩利人。
I cannot put in the sickle against them.
我现在不能够把这个镰刀放下。
Because their iniquity is not yet full.
因为他们的罪孽还没有满盈。
In other words, there's an opportunity for them to repent.
换句话说, 现在有时候给他们悔改。
And as long as there's a chance for a man to repent, God will give that man that chance.
只要这个人有时间, 有机会悔改, 上帝必然赐予。
So God said in the fourth generation 400 years from now,
但是上帝说到了第四代, 400年后,
that's when your people will come on into this land.
你们的人, 像亚伯兰你的子民要来到这地方,
but they can't come now,
但是现在不能来,
because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full.
因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
God could not act against the Amorites,
上帝现在不能够行动,
before they had reached a point of no return in their wickedness. In Genesis chapter 6, reading from verse 1. The chapter where the flood is introduced. The Bible says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them,
上帝的儿子们,
that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair,
看见,
and they took them wives of all which they chose.
看见人的女子美貌,
and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, but his day shall be 120 years.
耶和华说, 人既疏忽血气, 我的灵就不永远住在他里面, 然后他的日子还可以报120年。
The people before the flood were wicked.
洪水之前的人是穷凶极恶的,
but God gave them 120 years to repent at the preaching of Noah.
但是借着挪亚的正道, 上帝给他们120年的光阴期。
God does not reap until the person has reached a point of no return. That is called ripeness.
上帝绝对不会收割, 除非一个人已经来到他的祭典, 这个叫做熟透。
So we see God giving probation to an entire nation, entire world civilization.
所以我们看到上帝把这个恩典给了当时所有世界上的人。
He cut off Saul.
他剪除了扫罗。
Then he cut off the antediluvians, the people before the flood.
他也剪除了洪水之前所活的人。
In Daniel 9:24, the Bible says,
在但以理书9章24节圣经说,
70 weeks are determined upon thy people.
妻子的妻是为你的子民而定的,
to finish the transgression,
要完成这个罪孽,
and to make an end of sins,
也要把罪孽来到一个尽头,
and to make reconciliation for iniquity,
使到这个罪孽呢, 能够来到一个尽头,
and to bring an everlasting righteousness,
并把这个永恒带来,
and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy,
并把这个, can I turn to you first?
Yes. Daniel 9:24. This verse expresses probation of the nation of Israel.
Seventy weeks
are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city. To finish the transgressions. And to make an end of sins. And to make reconciliation for iniquity. And to bring in everlasting righteousness. And to seal up the vision and prophecy. And to anoint the most holy. That began in 457 and ended in AD 34.
这个在公元前四五七年开始，到公元三四年结束。God
gave the Jewish nation 490 years to do what He had always required of them.
上帝给了这以色列人民490年来完成他的工作。And
that probation ended in AD 34 with the death of Stephen.
而在史蒂凡被石头打死的公元三十四年结束。What
am I saying?
我说什么呢？
When a man or a woman reaches a point of rightness for or against God.
当一个人无论是站在上帝立场或违背了上帝的时候，
God
已经来到这个尽头的时候， 上帝就行动。
And He does not send you an email to tell you I'm about to cut you off.
当然他不是用电邮的方式来说， 我要把你剪除。
He just does it.
他就这样的做。
Because God knows He's just.
因为上帝是公义的。
Because He had sent opportunity and time after time after time, repent, repent, change your life.
因为他已经给我们这么多机会给我们悔改。
God does the same thing for nations.
上帝也同样的对于这些国度,
He did it for the entire population of the world before the flood.
在洪水之的时候的那些所有的人民,
what I'm saying to you, my beloved brothers and sisters,
我要告诉你就是,
the day may be at hand,
白昼的确将近,
when God is about to cut somebody off,
当上帝会把某些人剪除,
because of consistent refusal to obey God.
因为他们继续的要不顺从上帝,
or there may be someone who will serve God faithfully,
或者有一组的人是忠诚的在侍奉上帝,
and God is about to thrust in His sickle,
上帝也要把他的镰刀放下,
and reap you to Himself,
然后把你收割起来归给自己。
And in the words of Revelation 22 verse 11,
在启示录22章11节,
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still.
在这里他说到公义的呢要继续的保持公义,
and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still.
不义的呢叫他仍旧不义,
and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still.
污秽的叫他仍旧污秽, 圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
My friends,
朋友们,
there are some people walking around,
这里有些人,
whom God has cut off,
已经是上帝剪除了,
but they continue the habit of attending church.
但是他们好像是在继续的来赴会。
Then there are those who, because of their faithfulness to God,
但是也有一些人是他们的因为他们的忠诚,
God has already sealed them for salvation.
上帝已经为这个救赎拯救,
because God has seen in their lives,
因为上帝在他们的生活中已经看到,
nothing will turn them from Him.
没有任何东西会让他的决定改变。
When will that day come for you?
那一天什么时候会临到你?
What I'm saying is,
我是在说,
it may be,
可能,
that day is at hand for you.
白昼的确在你的生命中已经来到了。
If that day is at hand,
如果白昼将近,
let it be the day when God reaps you to Himself.
愿那一天是上帝收割归给他自己。
Not necessarily in death,
不一定是死亡,
but by simply sealing you in your obedience to Him.
而我们要说的就是在你的顺从上, 祂已经应了你。
And when a man or a woman is sealed in his or her obedience, that person can never leave God.
而一个人当他因为顺从上帝得到了印记,
when a person is sealed in rebellion, that person can never come to God.
这个人就永远不会离开上帝。 但反过来说,一个人如果已经穷凶极恶, 他也受了印记,就永远不会回到上帝了。
Which one do you want?
哪一个你要呢?
I want God,
我要我的上帝,
to seal me in obedience to him.
在我顺从他的这个方面,
I don't want to keep saying no to God, no to God when he tells me stop that, stop that, stop that.
我不要上帝告诉我, 不要做, 不要做的时候, 继续地反叛他。
I want to fall down at his feet and say, okay, Father, you're right, I'm wrong, forgive me, give me the grace to walk the path of righteousness.
我要跪下来告诉我的上帝说, 原谅我, 请你指引我走这正义的道路。
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
the people who crucified Christ went to church more often than Christ.
那些把耶稣钉在十字架上的人去这个圣殿要多过耶稣呢?
There's more to serving God than coming to church.
我们知道单单侍奉上帝不是还有比单单侍奉上帝更多的事情。
But don't stop coming.
但是不要停止来赴会。
There's more to serving God than singing special music.
要单单只是唱歌吗? 不是的,还要超乎这一次。
There's more to serving God than preaching sermons.
我们还有更多需要侍奉,多过侍奉上帝的东西。
What God wants.
上帝所要我们做的。
Heart.
是一颗心,
that is totally committed to serve Him. A heart that has no room for the world and its amusements. A heart that will be obedient even unto death. That was the heart Jesus Christ had.
一个是耶稣的心,
that's the heart God is looking for. A heart that will serve him unto death. Will God find that heart in you? Don't let God find a heart that is determined to disobey him unto death. Give God an obedient heart. If there is something in your life, you know it is wrong. You know that. No one has to tell you, you know it. And the Spirit of God has been talking to you in many ways through sermons or whatever else. Now is a good time to say, Father, I want to stop.
这个时刻是最好的时刻告诉天父,
it is better to stop than have God stop you.
现在停止好过上帝以后停止你。
And so I'm going to make an appeal.
所以现在我要发出这个呼吁。
I'll make more than one appeal.
发出超过一个呼求。
I want you to respond as an individual.
我愿你以个人的身份来响应这个呼召。
I want you to forget who's sitting next to you.
不要看你周围的人。
When God came down into the garden after Adam and Eve sinned,
当亚当和夏娃犯罪，上帝来到伊甸园时候，
he spoke to Adam personally.
他亲自跟亚当说话。
When he was done with Adam, he spoke to Eve.
跟亚当说完了，再跟夏娃讲话。
When he was done with Eve, he spoke to the serpent.
跟夏娃讲完了，又跟这个蛇讲话。
And when he gave out the punishment, he spoke to Eve.
当他把惩罚讲出，告诉夏娃。
And he spoke to Adam.
然后又再告诉亚当。
When Cain killed Abel,
当该隐杀了亚伯，
God came and spoke to Cain, not to Adam.
上帝并没有来到亚当跟他讲话, 而是来到该隐。
A personal response to this appeal.
所以我也同样要你做一个个人的决定。
Appeal number one.
第一个呼召。
If you know,
如果你知道,
there has been something you have been doing in your life you know is wrong.
在你生命里头你所做的某样东西是错的。
You know it is wrong.
你知道是错的。
You have been doing it.
你一直以来都在做。
You need to stop.
你要马上停止,
and you'll say today, Father,
你就今天告诉天父,
my day may be at hand.
我的日子可能就来到,
I don't want to be lost.
我不要失去我生命,
with your grace and your power,
借着你的大能和你的恩典,
and my decision,
和我个人的决定,
I want to stop that thing, whatever it is.
我要无论是什么坏事马上停止。
If there's someone like that,
如果当中有这样的,
can I see your hand?
我可以看到你的手,
something you know it is wrong,
你知道是错的,
and you keep doing it, but you want to stop.
你继续做, 但是你现在要停止,
let me see your hand.
让我看看你的手,
hands down.
把手放下。
There's someone listening to me.
我知道有些人在听着,
you ought to be baptized.
你要受洗,
you don't need to know the whole Bible.
你不需要懂整本圣经。
That's a trick of the devil.
这是魔鬼的方法。
The devil tells you, wait until all your questions are answered.
魔鬼说你要所有的疑问都得到解答。
That will never happen. You know enough that Jesus died for your sins and he wants you to be baptized as he was.
你知道耶稣为你而死, 你要接着受洗,
来接受他。 And for whatever reason best known to you, you have refused.
好，因某种原因你已经拒绝受洗。
But today you want to say, Father, I make the decision to be baptized.
但是今天你说，父啊，我立志要受洗。
If there's anyone like that,
如果你们当中有这些人。 看看你的手。
I make a decision today to be baptized. God bless
you. 我今天立志要受洗。
God bless you. God bless you.
感谢上帝，上帝赐福。
I need to get the names of my two sisters who just made that decision. God bless you.
我们看到，请你把名字。
Can I see another hand somewhere?
还有没有？
I don't want to miss any hand.
我不要错失任何人。
Two lovely young sisters right here who've made a decision.
我看到的就是两位姐妹。
Anyone else? I am making a decision today to be baptized.
我今天立志要受洗。
I'm not saying you'll be baptized today, but you're making the decision today to be baptized.
我并不是说今天你要受洗, 但是你立志要受洗,
I see that name back there. I want the names taken. Who's taking the names?
注意看一下, 然后把名字写下来, 我们负责人。
I don't just want hands raised and put back down. I'm very serious. I want their names taken.
我要你们把名字记下来。
Anyone else?
还有没有?
I saw a brother back there, two sisters here and here.
我看到两个姐妹,
God bless you. God bless you. I saw, okay, a brother right here. If you've raised your hand, just stand so we can see you.
请你站起来好不好?
Just stand. God bless you. There's a sister right over here who raised her hand. Just stand. God bless you. My brother back there, where are you? Just stand. If you raise your hand, just stand.
如果你已经举手了,
the appeal is simple. Father, today, I make a decision to be baptized.
说不着是简单的,今天父啊,
you've touched my heart enough. And I'm yielding today.
感动了,我要献上。
Please get their names for me.
请你把名字记下来。
We need to know what church they're from, so the appropriate church can be informed.
我们希望能够通知当地的教会。
Anyone else?
还有吗?
I am making a decision today to be, I am willing to be baptized.
有没有人愿意继续站起来说, 我以后要受洗, 我今天立志受洗。
Let us see you.
让我们看到你。
Anyone else?
还有没有?
I have one other appeal to make.
我还有另外一个呼召。
There may be someone among us.
也许我们当中,
you're not the Seventh-day Adventist.
你不是基督福临安息日会员,
but you have been associating with the church, members of the church.
但是因为你和我们的教友的, 参与,
and something about the church and its teachings appeal to you.
而你感觉到我们教会的教导让你有一个认同感。
And you want to say today,
而你今天要说,
Father, I would like some Bible studies.
父啊, 我要查经研究圣经,
to understand a little more what this church believes.
能够更明白一个教会的教导。
If there's someone like that, let me see your hand.
如果有的话, 请你举手。
If there's someone like that, you're not an Adventist.
你还不是福临信徒。
God bless you. God bless you. I need someone to take his name. He has an interest in more studies. God bless you. Stand up, my brother. Stand up. God bless you. Anyone else? I want some studies to know more of this church. If, stand up, my sister. God bless you. Stand up, stand up, stand up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Two sisters over here. One sister over there, one brother. I need to know more of this church's teachings. Anyone else? And church, you should be praying that God's Holy Spirit would touch hearts so that we may have more responses. If more than one person takes names, the process will take place very quickly. Anyone else?
还有没有?
Thank you, sister, for taking those names. When you take the names, be sure to put Bible study or baptism.
记得是写上查经还是受洗。
And then I have the final appeal to make.
最后的一个呼召。
We have two appeals. Bible study and baptism. My final appeal before we pray. There may be someone listening to us. You used to walk closely with Jesus Christ. But you have drifted from God. For whatever reason, you know in your heart, you have drifted from God. And you want to say today, Father, I want to come back and come back seriously.
但是你现在说, 父啊, 我认真的, 我告诉你我要回来。
If there's a man or a woman, boy or girl,
如果是有任何一个人,
you know in your heart you have drifted from God who loves you.
And
you will say courageously, Father, I am coming back.
但是你勇敢地说，父，我现在要回来。
Never to leave Jesus Christ again.
不要再离开耶稣。
If there's anyone like that,
如果你们当中有一个人,
right now, anyone like that, you've drifted, you want to come back. God bless you, sister. Stand up, please.
上帝师父,
that's okay, stand up. God bless you. Stand up. God bless you. Stand up, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. I have drifted. I want to come back seriously. Stand up. God bless you. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. God bless you. I have drifted.
请你站起来。请你站起来。
But I'm tired of drifting. I want to be serious with God. I am coming back.
我感到疲惫，我要回到我的上帝的面前。
Now all those of you who have stood, whether for baptism, Bible study, or drifting, I want you to come right here quickly.
请你们来到前面，无论是要受洗、要查经，just
come right to the front.
或者是要回到上帝面前。
I want to be baptized. Come to the front. I want to Bible study. Come to the front. I have drifted from God. Come to the front.
我已经离开上帝，我要回来上帝面前，请你向前走来。
Jesus Christ loves you.
耶稣基督爱你。
More than your parents love you.
超乎你的父母的爱。
Give Christ a chance to save you.
给耶稣一个机会拯救你。
The younger you are, the better it is when you come to Jesus Christ.
越年轻，越来到耶稣面前就越好。
Three appeals.
三个呼召。
I am making a decision to be baptized.
我做了这个决定要受洗。
You come. Appeal number two, I need some Bible studies to understand what the church believes.
第二个呼召，你说我要研究圣经，更加的认识耶稣。
And appeal number three,
第三个呼召,
I have drifted and I know it, I want to come back.
我已经远离了上帝，我现在要回来，请你来。
You can stand anywhere you like, it's fine. Anyone else?
还有没有？
I'll make another call.
我再发出一个呼召。
If there's anyone listening to us,
如果当中你在听到的,
you have family members who have left the church.
你有家人离开了教会,
and you want to say, Lord, send your spirit to bring that relative back.
你要跟主说,
you have relatives who have left the church. And you want God to bring them back. Would you raise your hand? Stand up. We want God to bring back our drifting relatives. Brother, father, wife, uncle, aunt, sister, makes no difference. God delights to bring people back. You may have had a relative who has left Christ and you want that person to come back. Stand up. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing that any should perish. Every head bowed. Sister Esther, come. Esther. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Our loving Father in heaven, we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit on the lives of your sons and daughters. We thank you, dear God, for your love. Dear God in heaven, look with mercy and favor upon those who have come. Some have come to be baptized. Some have come seeking more Bible study. And some have a burden for relatives who have left Christ. Dear God in heaven, I plead with you from the bottom of my heart. Have mercy upon us, dear God. Those who have made decisions to be baptized, give them strength and courage to remain faithful to this decision. Those who desire more Bible study, bless their minds as they study their God. And hasten the day when they make their decision to be baptized. And those who have lost relatives, Father, send your Holy Spirit to touch their hearts and trouble them wherever they are, that they may come back. Eloi says in the book, Our High Calling, as long as there is hope, until they resist the Holy Spirit to their ruin, men and women are guarded by heavenly powers. So Father, send your angels to protect our relatives as the Spirit wrestles with their hearts to bring them back into the fold. Please hear this humble prayer, dear God. We offer it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and your Son. In His name we pray. Amen.
此节目由迹象媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。